Hello, friends. This is Pastor David Bissett, and I'm your pastor for the day. I'm glad we have a minute just to talk. Today, I want to remind you of the tremendous importance of prayer to prepare our hearts for God's help. Do you remember the story of Saul of Tarsus? Acts chapter 9, he was persecuting the church of God. And Saul of Tarsus had a Damascus Road experience. The Lord Jesus met him in a blinding light on the road to Damascus, made Saul blind and knocked him from his animal. He was told to go and wait in the city and someone would come and help him. But in verse 10, we hear the Lord's instruction to a disciple to go and help Saul of Tarsus. Verse 10, now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias, and he said, here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, rise, go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For, behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay hands on him so that he might regain his sight. This story in Acts turns upon the conversion of Saul, and the Lord meeting him and giving him converting grace. As Saul of Tarsus was waiting for that visit and that message of deliverance, the Bible tells us, even as the Lord told Ananias, he is praying. In Acts chapter 9, verse 11, he is praying. And that makes our point today, that prayer is the best way to prepare yourself for the grace of God, for the help of God. I was reading this not long ago in a book with the writings of B.B. Warfield, a little book published by the Banner of Truth called Faith and Life. It's one of my favorites. I've read it often. In it, Dr. B.B. Warfield, one of the great theologians of America in the past, he says some things about this comment that Saul was praying that are very helpful to us. Warfield says, the soul, in the attitude of prayer, is like the flower turned upwards towards the sky in opening for the reception of the life-giving sun. What is prayer but an adoring appearing before God with a confession of our need and helplessness and a petition for his strength and blessing? What is prayer but a recognition of our dependence and a proclamation that all that we dependent creatures need is found abundantly and to spare in God, who gives to all men liberally. What is prayer, says Dr. Warfield, but the very adjustment of the heart for the influx of grace? Prayer is the best preparation for the help and grace of God. It certainly worked in Acts chapter 9 for Saul of Tarsus in his moment of crisis. And the Lord orchestrated it by sending a believer to speak gospel truth to him. That's a beautiful passage to remind us of the role of prayer in preparing for God's blessings. Well, friends, let me tell you, when trouble comes your way, or when you're hoping for change, or when you're hoping for help from the Lord, do you prepare your own soul by spending time in prayer? Let me remind you, I've been a pastor for many decades. The best way to get God's help is to wait upon him in prayer. Now, certainly that's not all we do, but it's of vital importance. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. God hears our prayers, especially as we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Prepare your heart for the grace and help of God by spending time in prayer. Well, this has been Pastor David Bissett. I'm pastor of Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York. It's been a pleasure to be your pastor for the day again today. If you'd like to know more about us, you can find us at our website, www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. We'd love to be of help to you if you're in our area. Until next time, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you praying, and the Lord bless you with grace.